Modern links between omelettes and the famous author. My earliest memory of 132A Mill Road, Malden, the little, now bright yellow, single-storey building on the corner of Once Road, is of it being a greengrocer's, says the town's local historian Stephen Nunn. That would have been back in the 1960s, but it began serving that purpose long before my time. A building plan dated 1925, now preserved in the Essex Record Office, details a proposed shop and dwelling house and gives the applicant's name as J.A. Woodard. The site had previously been a yard and shed, lately used for the storage of steam cultivating engines. The newly constructed building was originally number 106, consisting of the main house, what was until recently Jeff Bird's second-hand and antique shop, renumbered 132, and the attached greengrocer's, today's 132A. The J.A. Woodard in question was Malden shipwright James Arthur Woodard, 1866 to 1947, who 14 years earlier lived at Clarence Queen Street with wife Alice, née Keeble, and their five children, four sons and one daughter. One of those sons was James Cyril Woodard, 1902 to 1984, and it was that James Woodard who became the retail fruiter and greengrocer at 106. He is listed there in directories from at least 1929, and 10 years later appears in the 1939 register, living in the house with wife Winifred, née Horsey, their daughter Eva, and secretary lodger Hilda Reist. Fruiterer's J.C. Woodard was still trading from the site in 1866, when I was young. Then in my teenage years, I used to go to the building when it had become White's Antiques Shop. Jeff Bird continued in that vein, using the space in both 132A and 132. 132 in the meantime having been various things, including a laundrette, bike shop and pet shop. Today the buildings are numbered 132, the downstairs 132B, currently Brothers Barbershop, and 132A continues to be a separate distinct part. In 2019, a proposal was submitted to demolish the lot and replace it with a two-storey dwelling, but permission was refused. Jeff Bird sadly passed away in 2020, and by 2021 Blackwater Stays was at 132 and Bakes by Kelsey at 132A. Mick Binnington then took on 132A and in 2022 started his Bloomsbury's Art Cafe and Bookshop. The next chapter began on February the 7th, 2024, with Mick, a multiple award-winning chef, relaunching his business at 132A as Plates. Chef Binnington has spent the past 25 years cooking his way through some of the country's Michelin guide-starred kitchens, including stints as head chef for Gordon Ramsay, and more recently as the chef owner of the Michelin Vib Gourmand-winning windmill at Chatham Green. Since closing the windmill, he has been cooking privately for clients in their homes, which is something he still offers, but he has now decided to introduce more of a food and wine offering into Plates at 132A. His mission is to cook some serious, exciting food in the quirky, no-frills, shabby chic surroundings. One of the dishes on offer is glazed smoked haddock omelette Arnold Bennett. That recipe originated at the Savoy Hotel Grill, where it was the favourite dish of the prolific writer Enoch Arnold Bennett, 1867 to 1931. And at this point, as is so often the case with local history, we have the coming together of two special strands, the omelette dish at 132A and that famous writer's associations with the town. Arnold Bennett owned a converted Dutch barge named Velsa, and in 1914 he published a book about his adventures. Chapter 19 of The Log of the Velsa, published by Century New York, is entitled The Incomparable Blackwater. The writer recalls sailing into Mersey Quarters in the September of 1913, proceeding upriver to Tollesbury and anchoring off Osey, then an establishment for the reformation of drunkards. The next morning, a Sunday of glorious weather, he rowed Velsa's dinghy up to the Hythe to explore the estuary town, the Pearl, on a hill. Velsa weighed anchor the following day and at sunrise dropped slowly downriver in company with a fleet of fishing smacks. During his brief visit to Malden, he he admired the resident Thames barges, and in 1918 produced watercolour illustrations for Cyril Ioannidis' A Floating Home, Chatto and Windus, the first study of Thames barges. Bennett's eight drawings include the classic view looking towards St. Mary's, just a short walk from Mill Road. Many of Bennett's novels and short stories are set in a fictionalised version of his native homeland, the Staffordshire Potteries. In his penultimate Five Towns novel, The Price of Love, published by coincidence, or was it, in the same year as The Log of the Valser, one of the characters is called Mrs. Malden. The novel is a vivid and dramatic portrayal of provincial society about to change forever with the outbreak of the First World War, the elderly Mrs. Malden representing old school society before life was turned upside down. Eight residents of Mill Road would go on to make the ultimate sacrifice in the conflict. In that sense, things turned full circle, and when I visit 132A, I know exactly what I will be ordering from the menu.